Morning, Dylan Teasdale for theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today we'll be talking with Denis Marchand. He's from Defi Innovation Estrie. And many studies reveal that our country and our province are behind in terms of productivity. Moreover, a study from the HEC Montreal ranks the Eastern Townships last with regards to its contribution to the improvement of the province's productivity. In order to be part of the solution, Defi Innovation Estrie launches a productivity development program addressed to the manufacturing companies of Sherbrooke. And today we're with Denis Marchand. So welcome, Denis.
Yes, thank you.
What exactly is Defi Innovation Estrie and what does it do?
Defi Innovation Estrie is a service that specializes in supporting innovation in manufacturing businesses located across the Eastern Township. And what we mean by innovation is really four things: product development, process development, organizational development, and then we talk about productivity and commercialization of in the context of innovation. So we're talking about technology, we're talking about development, we're talking about organizations and how to commercialize innovation, but mostly how to develop new products and sell them to customers.
Okay. Now, Defi is part of the nonprofit organization Economy Estrie?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you launched today. That's very exciting. The 9th of March.
That was the first, yes, the first workshop was this morning.
Okay. Very exciting. So, what is the program exactly and how is it going to help businesses?
Well, the program exactly includes five workshops,
mm-hmm.
half a day each. There is a diagnostic. We evaluate the exact situation in terms of productivity of each of the companies that are participating. And there is also a project that the companies are supported with, and about 40 hours of personalized coaching around that project. So basically, we give them tools. We teach them how to use these tools, and we use these tools with these companies in their organization to achieve their goals and to execute their projects.
Okay. Now, how many participants benefiting from the program?
Well, we're actually just over 20, but we have another company that will join us next week.
Okay.
And so we'll probably reach 25.
Exciting. Okay. So explain the Eastern Townships rank. What's wrong with their productivity?
Well, this is a very complex story. First of all, it's not a new problem. It's mm-hmm. been there for over 30 years. It's very well known, and it's been studied many times. Every year, the HEC Montreal publishes a study about that context, that problem. Recently, the Governor General of Canada talked about it. I think it was last week. Maybe because it was 20 or 30 years ago, the Canadian dollar was low compared to the U.S. dollars in terms of value, and that helped company being more competitive on the U.S. market especially. But then that situation changed dramatically, and it's flipping around. It's very complex, but it's also the fact that the organization, the companies in our region, in our province are smaller.
Okay.
We don't have a large market. Smaller companies, they can't invest as much as a very large one. So it's a number of factors, but there's also the fact that new technologies, new approach, new methods to better, mm-hmm. work are not always utilized by the companies and exploited.
Okay, so technology, it's hard to keep up with it, so this is really good.
It's the technology, it's also all the new methods, the new ways mm-hmm. of doing things, and it evolved very fast, yes.
Okay, HEC, could you tell our listeners what that stands for?
Études d'études commerciales in Montreal. It's a specialized school in commerce, and they study all kinds of situations, especially that one that they follow very closely. But also, Statistique Canada just recently published that for 2015, the productivity, the Canadian productivity, is lower than 0.2% as opposed to, and that's. It's the lowest rank in 3 years. So it's going backwards.
Okay, not a good sign. So
no,
definitely
no.
Needing help. Okay. Are there any other programs comparable to yours in the province?
We're not aware of anything that is exactly the same as our program, but we know that there are other offers in terms of training to help companies across the province to gain more knowledge about those techniques and methods and what to do in the, to increase your productivity. But in the region, we're the only one doing exactly that, and it's a very unique product.
Okay, and you've just launched it today. Exciting.
That's right.
Okay. Why does improving productivity, why is it considered vital for the different areas of the province?
Well, first of all, the first answer to that question is competitiveness. The world is moving. The world is moving faster and faster. Our competitors across the world are moving, and everything changes very fast, as you know. You mentioned technology, but it's not only technology. So in order to maintain our position on the foreign markets, we need to improve our productivity, because productivity equals cost reduction. So it's when your costs are lower, you're more productive, you have you're better on the external market. It's a very aggressive global situation right now, and it's
yes, definitely seems that way. How does this affect the economic development of an area or the life of its people? So it's definitely affecting the life of the people.
Absolutely. On the long term, it will affect the quality of life and the niveau de vie of the people, because a society gets poorer.
Right.
And there is also another issue, which is the fact that the people are aging. You know that the aging pyramid is kind of reversing right now.
Okay.
So a lot of people, which I call the baby boomers, will be going to retirement soon, and that will create a vacuum in terms of laborers.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's more and more limited labor pool, and so the companies, to achieve productivity gains and just maintain maybe their activity, they will have to increase their productivity dramatically.
Okay. Good.
The two keys to that is innovation and productivity methods.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Denis?
Well, it's a start for us today. We're very proud of it, because we've been working for a year and a half on that program.
Mm-hmm.
Timing seems to be quite good, actually. But again, it's not a new problem.
Okay.
It's a well-known problem. It's a difficult problem to tackle. It's a number. It will require time. It won't solve automatically, and there are a number of solutions that need to be applied at the same time, because it's not only what we do with this program that will solve the problem. It's also what the companies can do themselves, for instance, investments, information technology, more automation, and so on and so forth. So it's a complex situation that will take time to resolve.
Taking time, but a good start. What was the reaction in general of the participants this morning?
It was very, very exciting. All participants we make a survey at the end of the workshop, and we ask them to give us their impression and how they rank.
Mm-hmm.
And it was excellent all the way.
Okay.
So they were very happy, and it was just the first one. And the first one is always difficult, because you have to, you know, break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are shy,
right.
But we have some little exercises, and they really liked it, and I think they're quite excited.
And did you have people from various parts of the business world?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We are multi-sectorial. We work with all kinds of manufacturing companies. So it depends, but we have on the table people involved in all kinds of manufacturing.
Good, great. If somebody wants to get involved, their company wants to get involved, are there websites or some place that they can get in contact with you?
Of course, our website, defiinnovationestrie.ca, in one word.
Okay.
There is a lot of information on that site. It's actually one of our big activities. We provide information on innovation and productivity. Our second large activity is training programs and workshops, and our third one is coaching, direct coaching into the companies to accompany them in their projects.
Okay.
And all that is fully described on our website. We have a lot of visitors on our website, and we also have a LinkedIn group called Défi Innovation Estrie, where people can exchange ideas, and it's working very well too.
Good. And I'll add again that it's part of a nonprofit organization, Economy Estrie.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Denis. All the best.
My pleasure. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.